of Kenneth Williams, with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Braxton, and Leslie Heritage. Chapter 2, Brief Encounter. And here's the man who reveals all, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Well, I've been on the Queen's Royal Jelly. My back, too.
Yes!
Oh, no, marvellous stuff, dear. Well, I had to have it. I was recovering from my last adventure. And if you'd had to dress up as a Chinese waiter and strip off, you'd have had a recovery period, too, I can tell you. Still, when Sir Charles Prattle of the Foreign Office, who's really in charge of secret espionage, asked me to use my talents in the service of my country, I was only too glad to oblige. Oh, you'll never guess what I've been doing since then. How dare you, madam, please. Nothing of the kind. No, I've been judging a beauty contest for men. They have these beauty contests for men as well, you know. They do. Mr. Muscles contest. I know, I compared. A compared one. Yes. Yes. It's to find the handsomest, strongest, and most virile man in the world. If I was the pushy type, I'd have entered myself. Actually, well, why not? Who better fitted? Who better off? When I'm undressed for the bath, I look at myself in the mirror and I often say, is it fair that one man should have so much? I do, honestly. Anyway, our story today is about a Mr. Muscles contest and what happened behind the scenes. Welcome, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Regal Ballroom, Bognor-on-Sea, where tomorrow night the Mr. Muscles contest will be held. Now, who is going to be crowned Mr. Muscles? Who is going to win the fabulous £5,000 solid gold belt to give you all a chance to study the form? Here they are, the world's strongest men. Oh, don't they look a marvellous sight, ladies and gentlemen, with their tight leopard skin briefs and their bulging biceps quivering in unison. Yeah, I didn't know they could quiver like that, actually. Well, yes, you can look, but you mustn't touch. They've all got to be in the peak of condition for tomorrow night's grand finale, for which tickets are now on sale in the Blue Lagoon box office. So remember, girls, if you want the biggest muscles in the world, get your tickets today. And if you want the biggest winkles in Bognor, fish, cheese, and now being served is served in the Regal Snackorama. Thank you. Well done, lads. Now back to your dressing rooms for a rub down.
Oh, you were fabulous, Ducky. Absolutely fabulous.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chelsea. We'll have to watch him out. I think it was a mistake letting him pick his own chaperone. Well, he never wants to go out. Well, I'm out for a cup of tea before the evening's performance. We'll get the smell of embrocation out of me flaring nostrils. Ooh.
Tompkins!
Yes, Sir Charles?
The alarm's going. There's a message coming through on the radio.
Right you are, sir. Sorry, sir.
Living room,
sir. That's Station X from Poland.
We'll see what he wants.
Living room, calling master bedroom. Come in, please. This is urgent.
Hello, living room. Master bedroom here. What is your message, please?
I've got to hurry. The Russians are on my tail. They'll be here any minute. And it's blowing a blizzard up here.
Oh, is it really? Oh, it's a lovely day here. A bit nippy first thing.
Tompkins!
Sorry, sir. What is your message, living room?
I've picked up a lead on Yurovich.
Yurovich, give me the microphone, Tompkins. Hello, living room? Gents' wardrobe here. What's this about Yurovich?
He's back in England.
Impossible.
No, he's masquerading as one of the contestants of the Mr. Muscles contest.
The cunning devil. Which one is he? I missed that living room. What did you say? But which contestant is sure of it? Oh, it's no good, it's gone. Switch it off, Tompkins.
Yes, sir.
Now, where's the Mr. Muscles contest being held?
The Regal Ballroom, Bogmouth on Sea, sir.
Oh, then that's where we're going. Tell Miss Gibbs to get our bags packed.
And you'll never guess who's comparing it, sir. Oh.
Thank you. Oh, 10 minutes before I bring out the muscle men again. Is this what I've come to? From the dizzy heights of superstars, a pond for a load of beefcake. Hello. Yes. Yes. Sir Charles Pratt.
No, no, no.
Oh, no. Sir.
Get up, will you?
Oh,
get up,
will you?
Listen. Yes. No one must know that I'm here.
Oh. Why?
What is this place?
My dressing room.
But it's a broom cupboard.
I know. It's humiliating. I mean, for a star of my magnitude. But it was either this or the other place, and the damp atmosphere is bad for my chest. What are you doing down here?
A job, Williams.
A job?
Yes. Now, once again, your country meets.
Then once again, her call shall not go unheeded.
Now, get up. Now, listen. One of your Mr. Muscles contestants is an imposter.
Oh, I've no control over what they do in their spare time.
A Russian agent called Yurovich, a master of disguise, could be any one of them from Mr. Japan to Mr. Outer Hebrides. Now, tell me, Williams, you've seen them all pretty closely. Has any one of them a red crescent-shaped birthmark?
Well, I've seen them strip their briefs. Hair in abundance. But birthmarks, no.
Well, all we know about Yurovich is that he has this birthmark, but we don't know where. Mm. It could, of course, be in the area covered by the briefs.
Oh.
Now, I'd like you to look into it.
And get me eye poked out. Oh, thank you very much, good night. How do I do it anyway? Not the sort of thing you can let drop in casual conversation. Here, what was that?
Shh. Careful, Williams.
What?
There's someone hiding in that cupboard. Now, we'll rush it together.
Right.
Now!
Oh, let me alone. If you're after a young maiden's virtue, I must warn you, I can't scream very loud. You first, Kenny.
Lazy.
You know her?
She lives next door. Her mother comes in and does for me. You die. Lazy, what are you doing here?
Well, I've come to see the Mr. Muscles contest. And to see you, Kenny.
Don't call me Kenny.
Well, I like to watch everything you do.
I know.
How much of our conversation have you overheard, young woman?
Yeah.
No, I never heard nothing. But if you want any help looking inside men's briefs, look no further.
She heard the lot. Can she be trusted?
With some things, yeah.
Well, we've no alternative. We'll have to ask her in with us. Now, it's not a pleasant task we have in hand.
She's only one looking forward to it. What's so important about Yurovich, anyway?
Before he left the country last month, he hid a piece of microfilm of our ballistic missile defense. Now, he's come back to pick it up. We want him, and we want the film. I want both of you to come to my hotel tonight, room 49, the Imperial, 11:30. We'll hold a council of war.
This is it. Room 49.
How do I look in my plunging neckline dress?
Why open the curtains if you've got no goods to display?
Thank you very much.
Hello, Mr. Williams.
Hello, Tompkins.
There you are, Williams. You know Miss Gibbs, of course.
Of course. Delighted to renew a treasured acquaintance, Miss Gibbs.
I wish I could say the same. I'll take your coat, Maisie. Thank you. There.
Good Lord, Maisie, you've got goose pimples.
Well, I know I'm no Rachel Welsh.
He was referring to your arms, you fool.
Shouldn't that dress be buttoned up?
No.
Oh, well, it's a cold night, so I expect you'd both like something to warm you up.
Oh, yes, please.
Put the electric fire on, would you, Tompkins? That's better. Now, let's all sit down and discuss this matter rationally. Miss Gibbs, will you take the minutes?
Yes, Sir Charles.
Well, opening the meeting, the problem, basically, as I myself personally see it, is I think we all agree that what we have in our midst is an imposter who can only be identified for what he is by means of exposing a very large crimson birthmark or blemish, which is concealed in a very private place. In other words...
We've got to get his trousers off.
You put your finger right on it, Maisie.
I wish I could.
Listen, a bit of subtlety would make you more feminine, you know. Well, as I was saying, what we have to do... I'm not going too fast for you, am I, Miss Gibbs?
I can always keep pace with you, Mr. Williams.
Has anyone any suggestions?
I'd volunteer to peep through the keyholes in their dressing room.
Volunteer? You'd pay for the chance.
May I say something?
Quiet, please, everyone. Miss Gibbs is going to say something.
I think I know a way to get their briefs off.
I'll bet you do.
No, Miss Gibbs. I wouldn't hear of it. Oh, we're grateful for the offer, but there are 10 of them and only one of you.
Yes, you might find you've bitten off more than you could chew.
I think we're talking at cross purposes. Supposing they had to have an emergency injection.
Tompkins, get on to the medical officer of health first thing tomorrow morning. Pull a few strings. Get him to serve a vaccination order on the organizers.
Vaccination, sir? What again?
Oh, yellow jacket, spotted dick. Think of something.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be Dr. William.
Me? Doctor? Why not get a real doctor?
The fewer people involved, the better. Now, can you do a doctor's voice?
Oh, how's this, how are you today then, Mrs. McKenzie? To the dredge, I give you clear the blockage. Is your husband's appendix giving you any more sleepless nights? Heavy nights.
How's that?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, you're too kind.
Now, get
okay.
Now, you'll need a nurse, of course.
Me.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I think Miss Gibbs would be better.
Examining a lot of naked men? No, thank you. Let Maisie do it, if she finds it a novelty.
I hope I never get that blasé. Please, Kenny, let me be your nurse. I'll be ever so good. I won't look. I could hold their briefs while you scrutinize.
Oh, all right, then.
Well, that's settled, then. Tompkins,
sir.
A nurse's uniform for Maisie and a white coat and stethoscope for Williams. Immediately.
Right, well... How do I look?
The white coat fits you perfectly, Mr. Williams. Mm. I'll just put the thermometer, the ballpoint pen, and the little light for shine gown throats in your top pocket. So, and so.
Yes, that's perfect. Where's the black bag, the one I bring the baby?
Here we are.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Now, we'll have a quick rehearsal. I'll put my beard and a wig on, and Tompkins, you can be my first patient.
Right you are, then. Mm. Good morning, Doctor.
No. See the nurse first.
Oh, yes. Good morning, nurse.
Get your trousers off.
Amazing. Come on, properly.
Sorry. A patient for you, Doctor.
Right.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Open your mouth. Now say ah.
Ah.
Now cough.
Really?
They all do that. Doctors do that.
Not to me, they don't.
Do it to me, Kenny. Do it to me.
What a fiasco. Oh, we'd better get cracking, I think. Who's the first lucky lad on the list?
Mr. West Berlin.
Oh, the big, hairy one.
That's right.
All right. Lead the way, Florence Nightingale.
My lamp's always burning bright for you, Kenny.
I do not want a doctor. I have all the injections before I come here.
That's routine. Just run the old rule over you. Make sure you're 100%. Ever had falling sickness? The flux or flubber's pollen?
Never.
Oh, just as well. There's no cure for flubber's pollen. Just listening to your heart. Stethoscope, please, nurse. Stethoscope. Thank you. Take a deep breath. Yes, gay, gay, what's gay? No.
Excuse me, doctor, but why are you listening to my stomach? My heart is up here.
I know, but it's all hairy up there. All right, now to just clear a path for my stethoscope. I'll do my best, yes. Oh, it's working a treat. Oh, banging away like a steam hammer. How am I, doctor? All right, up to now. But I've got to give you this injection. Take a big grief.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
Just take your brief off.
I still can't hear you.
I can. Take them off. Come on, I'll help you. Come on.
Nurse, down there, go down.
Come on, sir, hurry up, while my needle is primed.
Very well. But first, the nurse must leave the room.
Oh, it doesn't mean a thing to her.
Then why is she putting her glasses on?
Nine, wait, outside, please, nurse, outside.
Oh, some people think only their own pleasure.
come on then, do be shy. I'll stand well back. Now.
Where's the doctor, please? Where's the doctor?
This man is a doctor.
Oh, me? Oh,
oh, oh yes, yes.
Doctor, an emergency.
If it's a confinement, I can't take any more. No, I'm fully booked out for the next 5 years. Yes. I've got newlywed patients ready for the off.
It's not a confinement, doctor. It's not a confinement. I was knocking a nail in the wall when I smashed my thumb with the hammer. Look, it's bleeding all over the place.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, now I can't stand the sight of blood.
Blimey, he's out cold. All I did was to show him his thumb. Please, not blood. Oh, no.
He's coming round now, Sir Charles. Easy now, Mr. Williams. Easy now.
What happened? Oh, where am I?
I'll tell you where you are, Williams. You're in Queer Street.
Oh. What?
You're in my hotel room, you fool. Well, you properly messed this one up, didn't you?
Oh.
But I suppose that's what happened when one employs a boy to do a man's job.
Charming. I did my best.
And spare me from your worst.
To the blood.
Good day, William.
Oh, I see. That's it, is it? Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, as I'm no longer considered adequate for serving my country, I'll return to the role for which I seem best fitted, that of a blue-nosed comedian talking a load of cobblers.
Perhaps the cobbler should stick to his last. Now, we've got 48 hours to recover the microfilm, Tompkins. Otherwise, the new missile defense program will have to be scrapped.
But we'll never do it, sir.
I know. Let's start getting our excuses ready. We want a scapegoat.
Sir Charles, Sir Charles.
Williams, we were just talking about you.
Oh, were you? Mm. Well, I've thought of a way of getting us out of trouble.
Oh?
Yes, listen. We're having sequined briefs delivered for the Mr. Muscles finals tonight. Suppose some filthy swine was to sprinkle itching powder inside each pair. A few minutes under the hot arc lamps and they'd be unbearable. Oh, they'd be off before you could say scratch. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the final of the Mr. Muscles contest. What you've been waiting for, then, from the four corners of the globe, the tall, the strong, and the airy, all competing for the title of Mr. Muscles.
Nothing seems to be happening yet, Tompkins. Got a sign of a sly scratch? Are you sure you put the itching powder in?
Positive, Sir Charles. And it's extra strong, so expect fireworks.
But when?
Well, give it a chance, sir. A few minutes under the hot lamps, and it'll be indescribable.
This is the weightlifting endurance round where each contestant must raise above his head one of these massive dumbbells weighing in the region of 200 pounds. The longer they are held up, the more points are awarded. Okay, lads, knees together and lift. Marvelous. One slip, you know, and disaster. Such effortless grace. Hello, is Mr. Chelsea in trouble? Here.
You all right, huh? You all right?
It's not the weight, Ducky. It's his damn briefs. Well, I made off flannelette. I've got a sensitive skin. It's itching like mad.
Can I help?
Well, not in front of all these people, dear. And I'll bear you in mind for later.
Mr. Williams, you have fleas in this place, maybe. Something annoying is biting me down there.
Oh, and your eyes are bulging, Mr. Ireland. Having a bit of trouble with your giant's cause. Way. Oh, turn up the heat. They're feeling cold.
0 hour approaching, Tompkins. Those poor devils must be going through hell.
Yes, and Mr. Israel's cracking,
what?
Sir.
Oh, yes, yes, he's dropping his dumbbell. And he's tearing off his briefs. West Berlin's briefs are coming off. They're barely taking them off, Tompkins. They're all taking them off. Get your camera out quickly.
Don't panic, don't panic. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your seats. Sit down. Let everyone see. I mean, no. Play some music. Play. No, I have to play something else. Play something else. Oh, what a fiasco.
Magnificent. magnificent, Williams. Absolutely magnificent. I couldn't have done better myself. Tompkins may run you down, but I never lost faith in you.
Oh, thank you, Sir Charles. But what's the answer, then? I mean, which one has the birthmark?
I don't know. The curtain came down too quickly. But not to worry. Tompkins and Miss Gibbs took photographs. They're developing the films now. Oh. Then come along, Tompkins. Hurry it up.
Here we are, then, Sir Charles. All done.
Well, which are which?
I took these from the front.
And I took these from the back.
100% coverage. Yes.
Eyes down. Now, the first one to spot the birthmark shouts, bingo.
Look at this one, Williams. If I hadn't seen it, I'd never have believed it possible.
It's wonderful what you can do with a chest expander.
But no birthmark, sir.
You're right. Any on yours?
No, sir.
William?
Not a sausage.
Perhaps the ladies are luckier.
I'm afraid not, Sir John.
Maisie?
Oh, sorry, I'm still studying the first one. No, nothing at all.
Oh, dear. I think I'd like to sit down. Forgive an old man's emotions, Williams. Failure has a very bitter taste. I did hope that one day this old breast of mine would be honored with a highly merited decoration. But it seems the fates have decreed otherwise.
Oh, I hate to see a man cry. Come on, Maisie, let's leave him on his own. I'm sorry we couldn't bring it off, Sir Charles. Good night. Okay, Maisie.
Where my lonely little bed is waiting. Big enough for two, but only occupied by one.
Plenty of room to stretch out, then.
Precisely, Kenny. So what about
it? I'll see you tomorrow.
I might be attacked and assaulted if I go back alone.
You can, but hope. Oh, here. Hello.
What?
There's a light in those offices over there. Over the ballroom, look. There shouldn't be anyone there. It's gone midnight.
I can't see anything.
It's gone out now. I think I'll go and take a look round.
Oh, no, Kenny, it could be dangerous. If you want a bit of excitement, come home with me.
No, there's some things a man has got to do.
Well, nip behind the hedge, then. I'll keep a lookout.
Hey, listen. No, I'm going to that ballroom, Lazy. There's something funny going on.
Well, then I'm going with you. You might need some help.
You're a brick, Maisie.
Oh, anything for you, Kenny. Anything for you.
I'm trying to find the light switch. There. Hello. What have I got here?
Don't take your hand away. It's lovely.
You don't let your surroundings put you off, do you? Hello. What was that?
Oh, let's get out of here.
Quiet. Oh, it's coming from the manager's office.
Oh.
You wait here. I'll go and investigate.
Oh, my hero.
If I shouldn't come back, Maisie.
Yes.
Tell Miss Gibb I was thinking of her.
Thinking of her what?
This is the manager's office. There's a light shining through the keyhole. There could be hundreds of them in there. Massive men with big choppers. Now then, steady, Williams. England's future depends on your cool head and iron nerve.
Is there anyone in there? Sergeant, take 12 men and cover the back. The other 10, stay with me. Keep that dog under control, Jenkins. Yes, he's had no meat for 6 days. You ruined that man last week. All right. Oh, once they get a taste, you see. Yes. Keep me covered with the Bren gun. I'm going in.
Oh, there's no one in here.
Sir William?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I thought... So a light shining, so I come in to investigate.
The light was me.
Oh.
It is so hot and sticky in the hotel and the bathroom is closed. I had to come here for a shower.
Oh, it's all right then. Well, what was that?
I heard nothing.
But what? Oh, there it is again. Look, it's the manager. He's bound and gagged and the safe's open. And the golden belt has gone. The golden belt's been stolen.
Oh. How unfortunate.
Oh, I've just got on the phone. As soon as we get the police here, the better.
Allow me.
Here, look out. You don't know your own strength. Look, you've ripped the phone off the wall.
We don't want any phone calls.
Oh, no. No, of course not. No. No, just put the pieces in the waste paper bag. I'll drop the police line tomorrow. The day after won't bother him now, so if you'll kindly stand to one side, I'll go home and forget all about this.
I'm afraid, my dear Mr. Williams, that it is necessary that I should put you to sleep.
Oh, you swine!
I'll be as gentle as I can. Oh. Although there may be some pain.
Did I hit him hard enough, Kenny?
Oh, maybe I could kiss you. I really could.
Well, don't fight it, Kenny. Don't fight it.
No, shut up. No, stop messing about. Chuck at that rope and I'll tie him up. You go through his pocket. That's right over left and under, isn't it? I say you do. Just go through his pocket.
Oh!
Now what?
Oh, Kenny. I didn't mean to. And it came off in my hand.
What did?
The hairs on his chest. Look, it's a wig. It's a false chest piece.
False chest?
It's all smooth underneath.
Oh, and not only is he smooth, but he's also got a red crescent-shaped birthmark. Oh, and this was in his pocket too. Look, the golden belt.
Fantastic, Williams. Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes. You've done it again.
Yes, I was nothing, oh, Sir Charles.
Modest devil. I'm extremely gratified that my faith in you has never faltered, in spite of doubting Thomas's.
Yes.
Hey, Thomas? Tompkins?
There, Sir Charles. I've got the buckle off the golden belt, and there's the microfilm just where Yurovich hid it a month ago.
A highly satisfactory ending and a credit to all concerned.
Wasn't it ingenious the way Yurovich concealed his birthmark beneath that chest piece?
Yes, by the way, what's happened to it? It's missing from the file.
I think I'll be going now. See, you're all busy, aren't you?
Yes, of course. Miss Gibbs, have you seen that chest piece?
Isn't that it poking out from behind Mr. Williams' shirt?
No, here. No, this is real, genuine, none of your schmatters. Here.
There we are, Sir Charles.
Oh, you spoils.
Oh, yes, he's here. The Prime Minister, Sir Charles.
Oh, good. Hello, sir. Prattle here. Yes, sir, we've done it. I've got the microfilm. In spite of incompetence all round, I pulled it off. Tompkins, Williams, do you mind waiting outside? Oh, no. Please, sir, I don't want to criticize anyone. They did their best, pathetic though it may have been.
So, that wraps up another case, as us secret agents say. I wasn't sorry to lose that chess piece. Well, it kept on working down, and I was forever fishing it up out of my trousers. The amazed horror of passers-by.
Kenny!
Oh, no, it's her again. I'm off. See you next week. Bye!
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Dexter, and Desi Heritage in Brief Encounter. Also involved were Nigel Anthony, John G. Heller, and David Valor. The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams is written by R.D. Wingfield. The script's edited by Jerry Jones, and the series produced by Keith Williams.
Richard Caldicott's appearing in No Sex, Please for British at the Strand Theatre, and the organist for the show was Ted Taylor.